Well, two new terrorist designations by Australia today. A violent white supremacist neo-Nazi group called The Base and the entire structure, political and military, of the Iranian-backed Islamist group Hezbollah have been added to the list of proscribed groups. The Base originated in America in 2018 and is now the second far-right group to be designated as terrorist by Australia after the UK-based Sonnenkrieg Division was listed in March. Experts say it's a welcome move, but still just the start, after a string of warnings, including from the domestic intelligence agency ASIO, about the growing far-right threat, now being seen in groups said to be subverting anti-lockdown, anti-vaccine mandate protests. There's also some apprehension about what security threats might unfold as pandemic lockdowns are now wound back. Dr. Christy Campion is a terrorism lecturer at Charles Sturt University. I asked her first about The Base.
We are experiencing some really interesting and dynamic changes occurring in the threatscape. Now, part of that is the context created by COVID-19, and we've definitely seen this with some of the activities regarding protest movements around Australia. But it's also an interesting time because extremist groups around the world have had essentially 2 years to consolidate, to refine their strategic communication, to really try and reach out and hit those target audiences that they would normally try to appeal to or to threaten. So now that, you know, restrictions are on the way out and the world is opening back up again, we are poised to see what terrorism will look like again when the world is open.
So let's look at the groups listed today, starting with The Base. Originally American, they believe Western civilization's in terminal decline. They want to hasten that. What sort of activities have they engaged in internationally, specifically also in Australia?
Look, at The Base, they were established in the United States in 2018. One of the really dangerous things about The Base is that their entire worldview focuses on the centrality of violence. Now, as you said, you know, that they are accelerationists. They do actually want to bring about that end of society. But how they want to do it is through enacting acts of incredible violence against a whole range of people in their own communities. Now, how that's really manifested is attacks against ideological targets, such as against synagogues. But we've also seen about seven people, I think all in the US context, arrested for offences that are in some ways connected to their activities with the group. Most importantly, in my opinion, is at least three were arrested for conspiring to murder left-wing opponents. Now, what we see with extreme right groups in Australia and around the world is that deep-seated hostility to established political institutions and also to politicians.
The suggestion has been made that they're not particularly cohesive. Maybe they've fallen apart a bit. What's your understanding of their status and what happens when such groups do start to fracture?
These groups do tend to fragment, but that fragmentation doesn't necessarily mean that the threat has gone away. What we often see is we see them either come back together again or form new groups. Now, in the case of a related group, Adam Waffen Division, what we actually saw with them quite recently was they announced that they were dissolving when in fact they hadn't. So I guess the key point there is with groups such as The Base, just because the organisation itself may appear to be on the way out, doesn't necessarily mean that the threat is lower.
Right. So in the Australian context, can we expect members of or those who subscribe to the ideology of The Base to conduct attacks, to attack synagogues, to try to murder people in this country?
Well, look, The Base do encourage people to engage in violence. Now, particularly, they encourage people to engage in violence, which cannot be easily attributed back to the group. And this is part of their overall plan to destabilize society and to hasten its collapse. Because remembering that these groups loathe contemporary society, they're deeply anti-democratic. And so they do seek to subvert processes and freedoms in democratic societies such as Australia to achieve their goals. Now, what's interesting is that that doesn't always mean that the members are actually going to act. A lot of the time, it's just talk.
So what effect would listing the base as a terrorist organisation in this country have on the Australian government's ability to counter it?
For the government and definitely for investigative authorities, proscribing a group allows them to react and respond to it in a slightly different way when it comes to prosecution efforts. It's important because it actually sends this message out to the Australian community that people who seek to target, to kill, to disavow their fellow citizens, that that's not acceptable. And when we're talking about groups like the base, we're talking about a huge target set of Australian citizens. So it's not just the left wing, it's not just Muslims or Jews, it's also the LGBTIQ community, it's journalists, it's academia. I think it's really important that the government makes it very clear that that isn't acceptable. And I think it's really important for democratic governments to show a united front against domestic terrorism threats.
Now, the other group that's been listed today is Hezbollah, militant Shia Islamists funded by Iran. They are also a political party in Lebanon with MPs elected into Lebanon's parliament. So what is the government trying to do by listing the entirety of Hezbollah?
It will definitely be an interesting situation with respect to members of Hezbollah that actually are engaged in democratic processes or with international humanitarian organisations. But more generally, this proscribing of Hezbollah isn't necessarily an unusual thing. So, you know, we know that, that the United States, for example, has been taking a bit of a stronger line against Hezbollah for some time. So, for example, in May 2021, seven individuals associated with Hezbollah and its financial firm Al-Qaeda Al-Hazan were designated by the US Department of Treasury. So they were really looking at targeting illicit financing that can go towards the funding of terrorist attacks. What this listing does is it gives investigating authorities the power to try and stop funds which they believe might eventually end up in the hands of terrorists.
And are there other groups that you would expect or that you would encourage the government to list in the future?
Well, yeah, so there are a number particularly associated with the extreme right, both in Australia and around the world, who do look to engage Australian citizens in one way or another. There are still more groups out there who could pose threats to the Australian community and that the Australian community need to know are dangerous organisations that shouldn't receive their hard-earned money.
And these groups are largely of any particular situation? I mean, we know that the rise of the white supremacist movement has been particularly notable recently. Is that where most of this is coming from?
I would say it's largely related to white supremacist groups, but also there are groups that people may not be aware sort of are part of that extreme right galaxy of groups. So groups that may at first glance appear to be more a religious outfit or an economic outfit, for example. But one of the things we know about the extreme right in Australia is that they are constantly seeking to engage and actually engaging with fellow travellers around the world. And I think what we can learn from that is that we can learn to expect that if there is a group somewhere around the world that's engaging in acts of violence, particularly as motivated by extreme right-wing ideology, that we can expect that A, they might develop supporters in Australia, or B, they might deliberately seek supporters in Australia. That's what we know has happened, so that's what we can expect to happen in future.
Christy Campion, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Dr. Christy Campion from Charles Sturt University.